gamer friends. Today, we have a double spoiler cast. Something old and something slightly less old. First up, we got Secret Invasion with our MCU correspondent, Jay. And we are jumping straight in with a very important question.
What was the thing that was supposed to make us interested? Like, there was never a hook in it from the very beginning for me.
That is true. We kind of didn't learn about the MacGuffin until about, I think, over halfway through.
I feel like we knew that it was coming, that Super Skrull was coming, or Super Skrulls were coming. But I agree. I never felt particularly threatened by the villain at any point, because they even made a joke about they're not calling the Avengers for this. So, like, if they did get involved, would it be anything more than light work? Like,
well, the thing about it that threw me off is that before the Skrulls start turning themselves into Super Skrulls, people are just shooting Skrulls. And, like, in the comics, like, like, you need Wolverine to kill a Skrull, right? Like, a Skrull is still an alien that can do weird things and fight. A Skrull that's not super is still a threat to you. And this show didn't seem like they were. Besides the fact that they could be anyone, once you knew that the Skrull was a Skrull, like, you could just shoot them and it was pretty fine.
I agree. And I think that was...
Should we talk about a loose plot of the show so people even understand, like, what... It was working.
I mean, it was certainly a loose plot.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of hard. Like, what? Now I'm sitting here, like, what the fuck actually?
So, I spent a lot of time thinking about this. Like, what was actually the plot of the show? And it seemed as though that basically Nick Fury comes back to Earth, is summoned to Earth, because it seemed like some of the Skrulls that have been secretly living on Earth, and he has been using as spies since the 90s Captain Marvel movie occurred. Some of them have started to wild out and do bad things and are plotting against humans.
Which we hate. We hate terrorism in all forms.
Right, especially space terrorism.
Space terrorism. Not good. Not good.
And the whole time, Talos, you know, his buddy from we've seen in previous Marvel stories, shows up, and Talos is just kind of like, oh, I'm sad because my wife died. And we're like, that's sad for Talos, I guess. And then Talos is like, I'm sad because my daughter doesn't talk to me and she's allied with the bad guy. And we're like, that's sad for him. And I guess she's a bad guy. It seems like she's not. She kind of waffles back and forth on it.
She's an opportunist. She's going to be on whatever side is going to give her the most to get. You know what I mean?
I actually have a different take on that. I feel like she was almost a stand-in for the audience because they've started to recognize the trope of, like, actually the villains are right, but because they do murder, they're
villains weren't right in this one, though.
That's true. But the in general,
they did not have a leg to stand on.
In a tropey way.
Because their, like, whole beef was that Nick Fury and Carol Danvers promised to find them a planet, and that had not occurred. And because of that, their plan was basically to ignite a nuclear war between the United States and Russia to kill all the humans so the Skrulls would take over the Earth. That wasn't a rational plan. They could have called up the Guardians of the Galaxy and be like, AOP, you don't know any empty planets. You don't know a single empty planet. Because Nick Fury ain't done shit for us. Like, what empty planets you know about?
I guess what also, now that you say that out loud, doesn't also make sense is, are Skrulls impervious to nuclear?
Yeah, they were living in Chernobyl. They were living in Chernobyl, they were like, yeah.
Yes, okay, got it.
But also, the radiation level of Chernobyl was also less than the radiation there would be if nuclear bombs were flying around the atmosphere. So, like, I don't know if they really thought that one through. Like, no, we'll be Super Skrulls. It's going to be fine. Like,
what they extra didn't think through, though, is why aren't Rhodey and the other CIA dude and all the people that got stolen all dead? Like, the radiation
poisoning. You know, I saw someone arguing about that on Reddit, and there was just someone else was like, well, the pod kept them alive. And someone else is like, and the person was like, well, how do we know that? And the person's like, look, man, it's an alien comic book show. What do you want me to tell you? I'm going to assume the pod just kept people alive. Like,
oh, man. Well, you know, yeah. Mm. So, all right, we got a loose plot.
And so that's the other thing. And that's the other thing you just mentioned, right, is that the threat of the Skrulls could beat anyone, replace anyone. It's supposed to be that maybe characters that we care about have been replaced by Skrulls.
And they definitely picked two characters that we cared about to replace with Skrulls.
Who were the two characters?
And that was a joke. Oh, the two right. characters being Rhodey and the white FBI agent whose name I can never remember, but he
CIA.
Jesus. Oh yeah, I completely forgot he was in the show. I completely forgot that he was one of the that he was there.
He was one of them too.
The show opens on him, actually. Now that I think
yeah,
about
I was
it.
Like, he's oh, like in the first little, scene. Little, yeah, little guest appearance here. Yeah,
but that was it.
That was it. That's all he got.
And then Rhodey,
and Rhodey
is a Skrull, which is like a Skrull. I guess that was a problem.
So. We'll touch on this for a little bit, but a lot of people are very upset about that reveal because they're like, oh, he's been a Skrull since Civil War. And so they're like, well, why the fuck would he have helped in the great battle for Earth against Thanos?
I would have sabotaged the time travel plan. I'd be like, hey, yo, Skrulls, we got a time machine. We could go back in time and make sure no humans ever evolved actually, here. This could be our really planet. That would have been a way better plan to me. I would have done that joint. Like, there were I would have called them Gravic. Hey, yo, Gravic, yo, they got a time machine. Are you sure? Like, are you sure good? You want me to, like, no, we're missing half our people, mate. Yeah, but with the time machine, that doesn't really matter. We'll go back in time. There'll be two of you. Like, we'll be good. Like,
oh, one interesting question that I just thought of. Did Rhodey actually get snapped? Or was he just hanging out in a tube for 5 extra years?
Oh, he's just sitting in. Oh, no. You see, this is making me ask too many questions.
So the director's saying that, like, Rhodey has been captured by the Skrulls since Civil War. I'm just like, that's kind of nonsensical. Yeah. But, like, if that's what he says, that's what he says. I'm not going to fight him about it. So I think when we saw Rhodey in The Winter Soldier, he didn't have leg braces. And he also did it in this show. So to me, I was thinking like, okay, so maybe since like The Winter Soldier, basically my idea was like, since he became a government guy,
right,
that he is no, that that's when they replaced him with a Skrull.
Well, regardless, at no point did I feel like, oh no, what if so-and-so was a Skrull the whole time? Because there were no stakes really attached to it. And if they weren't super, then it's like, okay.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because that's actually a problem with the Secret Invasion comic book,
yeah,
right? Which is that, like, the sort of the big reveal in the middle of the series is that, like, a Skrull ship crashes in the Savage Land and the Avengers go. And out of the ship comes, you see, like, past versions of, like, the Avengers. So you see, like, Cap, Luke Cage, Spider-Man, Wolverine, and then, like, a couple other characters, like, characters who've changed, like Beast, Mockingbird, who died, Hawkeye. So then, like, the cliffhanger kind of sets up this idea, like, oh shit, have some of our faves been Skrulls? And then, like, the next issue, like, very quickly reveals, like, no. Only two characters have been Skrulls. Spider-Woman, who nobody cares about. And
a trend here, I guess.
And the Mockingbird who died was a Skrull, and the one who landed on the ship was real. So they brought back one dead character, and then they reveal that, like, Spider-Woman had been a Skrull for, like, 5 years publishing time, which is, like, 1 year in comic time,
right?
Basically.
That's actually very interesting because the way that they did set up the Skrulls in this show, none of them could have been super people.
Right.
Because, I mean, maybe the closest maybe was, like, Cap, if that Skrull really went to the gym. Mm-hmm. But, like, or I guess maybe Hawkeye, but that's it. Like,
yeah.
Fascinating.
There were only a few choices.
Yeah. That was, okay. Well, yeah.
Choices. Although now, because of the horrific, awful, universe-breaking ending of this fucking show, it could really, like, she could choose to be anybody and pull it off.
You think the ending breaks the universe?
I think it is a problem. So to recap the ending, it was exactly what She-Hulk was making fun of, which is so bizarre.
To have like back to back like that. It's like,
yeah, for them to deconstruct it and then to do it in the end when it was actually completely unnecessary, in my opinion, to do that. Regardless, they made, what's her name?
Gaia.
They made Gaia a Super Skrull right along with Gravik. And it's like all of them.
Before even, I think for people to understand how bad this is, they need to even, we need to explain like why there is a Super Skrull machine, which I think is very, very silly in the first place.
Please.
So essentially, Gravik's whole thing is that like, all the Skrulls are like, yo, if we try to take over this planet, the Avengers will just come and murder us. Like, they're just like, that's what's going to happen. The Avengers will come. And he's just like, well, we got to be super too. We're going to make ourselves super. And so we see him use some machine and he gives himself the powers of Groot?
Groot.
And Thanos is like one big goon, Call Obsidian.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, cool.
Callback, I guess.
And he has the extremist powers. There we go. Extremists as well.
Yeah.
And so it's like, all right, yeah, he's pretty super, I guess. I think the Avengers could still kill him, but, you know, like, he's pretty super. And so the plot basically hinges on the fact that he starts threatening Nick Fury with the fact that Nick Fury had sent the Skrulls to collect the DNA of, like, every superhero and alien who fought Thanos' army. Which I think is so deranged. It's just a deranged thing for you to be like, hey, yo, go find me some Band-Aids, some tissue paper, some cotton balls, anything y'all see over there, just go grab me one. And they took all of this super heroic, including Captain Marvel, so very specific that they have Carol Danvers' DNA. They took all this super heroic DNA, they mixed it up into like one super DNA little milkshake, and they put it in a big old capsule pill, which Nick Fury has hidden in Finland. And basically, Gravik is like, hey, yo, give me that joint. And Nick Fury is like, okay. And so he sends Gaia with it in his guise. Damn. And so I guess he thinks that because he's in the machine with Nick Fury, he can turn on the Super Skrull machine and just give himself all these powers.
Right.
He also empowers Gaia. And then they have
A Super Skrull fight. In the spy show.
A Super Skrull fight that, by the way, is like, so here's my thing. I thought the fight was like
awful.
You know, digital. Well, I thought the fight was digitally choreographed kind of well, but I thought it looked worse than fights that I've seen in DBZ fan films.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is no, like,
absolutely. Yes. Like, it did not go get
Goku Trunks 75 from 8 years ago who did like an android battle. Like, have him do this for y'all. Like,
it was like oddly paced. It just was like the last episode really was just like, okay, like let's tie up these loose ends as quickly as possible.
And this is interspersed with like the standoff that Nick Fury, Olivia Coleman, the president, and the Skrull pretending to be Rhodey are all having in a hospital, because the president is basically like, the Skrulls have basically manipulated a situation where the US and NATO are going to just start nuclear bombing Russia. And Nick Fury is trying to stop that. Skrull Rhodey is trying to make it happen. Even though this standoff goes on for like 10 minutes, Olivia Coleman ends up just shooting Rhodey, which is what she should have done in the first place.
Like, ratchet up.
I'm like there's really no
drag on. Like,
I don't understand. Like, she didn't just shoot him in the first place.
In the penultimate episode, Rhodey and Nick Fury have a showdown in the same hospital room hallway. And that was what he should have done just then. Like, just shoot him. Yeah. And it's over. But no, we needed to have one more episode. He needed to do a suit up and then do nothing in the final episode.
Nick Fury literally did nothing. Nothing. Actually, I would say the only real thing that he did in this show was get Maria Hill killed. That's the only thing he was good for.
Yeah.
Cutting Colby Smulders a check.
You know, it's just kind of weird because for the longest time... No, because comic book Nick Fury is like he has a flying car and a laser gun and a bad bitch on his arm and a cigar. And he's always, and he's time travel. His son from his evil baby mama is like a villain that he has to fight sometimes. Like comic book Nick Fury has all these cool sci-fi adventures. And as soon as like Mark Millar and them had that joke, like, oh, what if we made Nick Fury Samuel L. Jackson? The character has fucking sucked in the comics.
Damn.
Sucked. We had a downturn of good Nick Fury stories.
That's probably, I think, the boldest thing you'll say right now. And
that's a lukewarm take.
I think it's actually racism. And let me
know. Because I love Sam Jackson. I do.
Right.
I love Sam Jackson.
Let's be clear. The actor.
But I think that there is, in terms of like, I'm just going to like fire off some bold claims about like Marvel right now, is that like, I think that like, they're not going to put Black Nick Fury in the same kind of sci-fi stories that they used to put White Nick Fury in.
Right.
And I think that's a problem with their publishing model. There's a broader problem with their publishing model. It's not a problem with Black Nick Fury inherently.
I agree.
That's deep.
But I think that impacts how MCU Nick Fury comes across, where he's just sort of like a, how are we supposed to view this guy? Is he a jaded assassin? Is he a hope pump bureaucrat? Like, I don't really understand like what ideology this man holds. Like, is he everything? Is he nothing? Like, are we supposed to feel bad for him? Are we supposed to like respect him? Like, he doesn't know how we're supposed to feel about this guy.
MCU television shows that have centered Black leads have been atrocious, and it's just racism to me at this point.
That scene with Fury and Rhodey,
awful.
Which God. Is like, number one, it's a bad scene. Awful. And then it becomes even worse when you find out that it's an alien pretending to be Rhodey.
Was she
trying to flip through some critical race theory, like in the Jeep on the way there? Like, I'm gonna have to outblack this Negro. Like, what do I do? Like, how do I handle this? Like, I don't. Like, it's such a weird thing.
It is. It's extra weird now. He, like, oh no.
It's weird.
Oh no, it's weird. I didn't think about that.
And the thing is, I think in that scene, like, and I do think that Fury pretty much knows that Rhodey is a Skrull in that scene. I think he's kind of trying to see like where the situation is going. At least that's how I interpreted the scene. Maybe I'm wrong on that one, but that shit was hilarious.
That actually puts a thought in my head of an alternative version of this show that could have been good.
Any other version? Any other version, I think.
If they had centered the relationship between Nick Fury and his wife on the shared trauma of the Skrulls and being Black in the United States, and she had a point to make about why she chose that particular person and not just because of what she thought it would do for him, but actually her affinity for the experience of his people on this planet.
I thought it was very interesting that so many of like the Skrulls in his secret army were Black.
A lot of people of color. And I agree that that would have been an interesting thing to do, but we have to remember this is the MCU that we're talking about. And we see what they did with Captain Nigger and the white man that wanted to fuck his sister. So
is actively, to be clear. I just assume that's happening.
So yeah, you're right. No, a lot of non-white Skrulls was going on, which is interesting.
Like, I kind of assume that because of like the relationship that Fury has started developing with the Skrulls, that's why some of them were like, oh, I'll be Black. And he was just like, Y'all sure?
But they all like, seem the like they don't make the good choices here, do they?
I'm like, they're all Black, and I'm like, you're all in Russia? Like, you don't think that calls attention to yourselves? Like, that's a little weird.
Well, they were looking for a tall, bald Black man in the middle of Russia. It can't be too hard to find. It's probably able to drop the N-word in there, too.
I just don't understand why they... It was like they were aware of what they could have done and what they could have said and chose to do the worst possible version of that. Much like how I felt about Captain Coon and that whole situation. Like, he... he really was like, wow, this country hates me and everyone that looks like me. And I can't wait to put on this suit and bash people of color in its name. Like, it was so jarring. And I feel in the same way for them to not talk about it at all, but put it in front of us, like, oh, this is what we could be doing. This is what we could be talking about. Yeah. It was,
well,
there, it was
well, so there's this other, well, there's this, so there's this other thing, right? Where just like the show did kind of, I think the show wasn't sure how to give Nick Fury a personality. Yes, so it decided to try to like be like, well, he's black. It's like, well, remember, he's black. And it's just like, yeah, I'm aware that Samuel L. Jackson is black. Like, where are you going with this? Like, what is this? What are you trying to say about the character right now? And I feel like there was like, well, he's black. Yeah, he's black. You know, and he's had struggles because of that. And like,
he is
black. Right. And in theory, yeah. Do you want to get into that? No. You should think about it, though. You should connect those to your own experiences and fill that in for us. I'm not going to do that for you. I'm not going to do that for you, show.
It's so frustrating. I was, like, so looking forward to this show. And in a lot of ways, I think it could have been an opportunity really to, like, cater to super fans. Mm-hmm. It could have been, like, a really cool way to, like, do something like other properties that did this better, where they, like, transcend the MCU a little bit and give the girls a little something fun, a little something different.
There should have been a Skrull of the Week that we recognized from the greater universe that they were hunting down, that were giving them pieces of information to unravel a larger plot. You uncover the plot fully in the next to last episode. And then if you want to have your dumb fucking Super Skrull fight, then at least make it look better and fine. But like, they built up nothing. It was like intrigue for intrigue's sake, with the exception of...
I think that's also a good... I'm glad you used the word intrigue, because I think people mistake intrigue for espionage. Mm-hmm. I think people mistake not answering questions for intrigue. I think intrigue involves like a level of like, I'm invested in what's going on.
Right.
And so are these characters. And just like... It's sort of weird. Like, one of the, like, a trope that I really hate, and you know, Doctor Who does it a lot, right? Especially like when the Master comes around. A trope that I really hate is I hate when like heroes and villains like are constantly having like little back and forth meet cutes until like the big super fight. I'm like, why are y'all waiting until
when it goes square?
Like, how many guns? Like, you had all these fights with Gravik, they're just running around, and like clearly Gravik is hurt that like he saw Fury as a father figure, and like Fury never like gave him like the emotional reciprocation he wanted. But like, instead of saying that, he wants to start a nuclear war. And Nick Fury knows that, but like, he can't say it. And it's not even out of like a stern kind of character sense. It's because he legitimately doesn't care about Gravik. He's like, I don't care about you or your feelings.
You know what that what you just said towards the beginning was, it's like intrigue without mistaking intrigue for espionage. It's kind of giving like the LaCroix of media making. It's like, we say that there's a fruit flavor on the can here, but it really is just barely the essence,
right,
of the fruit that we're talking about. And you're going to enjoy it and drink it up. That's what it feels like.
Also, to answer your question, I was looking forward to it because I knew that it was setting up at least two future projects, both of which I am intrigued by. What I do also think this could have been is a return to form for the espionage side of the MCU that I feel often gets ignored, but is very often part of the best content that they put out. Like, it's part of the bread and butter to me of what the early MCU built. And so to have an active, you know, community of heroes and characters that are engaged in this side of the universe, and to give them something to do, presumably something to do in the background of other projects, was like an interesting thought to me. Because without spending too much time on speculation, because it might be promotion, I want to know how some of these things are going to end up culminating in an Avengers-like situation. And now I just don't care.
Well, you probably thought more about this than the people who wrote the show. And I think that's what they bank on. I think that's what they bank on. And maybe we need to stop giving it to them.
Mm.
Yeah. I will say without
this doesn't being even mean to be a hater. Media. I'm not trying to be a hater either. I'm not trying to be a hater.
No. I think you're completely right. Without being on social media, I don't engage in like the speculation week to week about what's going on. In the aftermath of watching the final episode, I saw that people had been like, who did he call? Like, oh my God, is it going to be one of the characters from one of the upcoming projects that's going to come in, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's that fucking, it's that guy that Black Widow friend-zoned. Like, I didn't expect to see him. Like, of all the characters, oh man. Of all of the characters in Nick's Rolodex, that's the guy I was rooting for.
Yeah. Or like Clint could have been like a fun, like can't like, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted a win for Nick Fury. I feel like, you know, we've had so much screen time of him, just, you know, in the background, off to the sides. You know, I just wanted a win.
I agree with you. I did think, in theory, I thought it'd be cool to see Samuel Jackson get to like do this character. He's a producer on it, do some cool stuff. And it was just like, yeah, like Nick Fury fighting aliens who are like infiltrating the government is like a cool pitch on paper. And then like, it was never cool. Like they have a gun battle with Skrulls and it's like one of the lamest things I've ever seen. It looks like it's from like a Tubi original, like war in Afghanistan movie. Like, what are we watching here? Like, what's going on? No, I like Tubi. I respect Tubi. I respect all the artists putting out the work on Tubi.
I feel like more thought has been going into Tubi's latest selections than maybe some other things. And there, I want to go back to one thing you also said before we started recording was about how you feel about Kevin Feige maybe losing his magic touch. Because
Never had it.
You think he never had
a magic touch. Never had a magic touch. Because people are always just like, he's one of the most successful producers of all time, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, right. But then you just look at this, like, yeah, he was a producer on, he worked on X-Men. Sorry, like, you kind of have to try hard to fuck up X-Men. Like, those and characters just have a pop culture footprint. So, like, we reached the point, I think, in the MCU where it's just like, who are we dragging out right now? Like, people, oh man, it's who did Olivia Colman play in the show? Something Fallsworth?
Sonya
Fallsworth. Like, oh, we're bringing out the deep cuts of the Marvel Universe. And nobody wants to see these characters, man. Nobody wants to see these characters. Nobody wants to see these. And I think I'm, because we're not allowed to promote other things, but all I'm saying is there are certain other superhero film reboot slates that have been proposed. And I think that I'm like, yo, nobody wants to see some of those characters who y'all say are trying to get TV shows and movies. Like, I'm sorry. Like, people want to see the characters who they... This is why we're going to keep getting Batman movies forever.
Mm.
By the time we get our final Pattinson and Batman, they'll line up the next one. Like, people want to see these same characters.
I think the idea is that, oh, no one really gave a shit about Iron Man, and look what it turned into. No one knew who the Guardians of the Galaxy were, and now everyone does. I think that there's this idea that they can do that with any of their properties and are forgetting that at least those introductions were charming. And I don't think that despite the lack of like polish that some of the early MCU stuff had, this is like so clearly something that was manufactured. It's like when someone cooks for you, but they hate you versus when someone cooks for you and they really love you. You can tell the difference.
You can tell the difference.
And I don't think that anything that's come out recently had anyone really giving it like a gentle kiss at night and tucking it in at night or anything like that, except for Guardians.
No, and I feel bad too because I like... I legitimately liked every single actor in this project.
Yeah.
I like all those actors. Every single actor. I like all of them. if I'm scrolling through and I see one of their names on something, like I'll click on it off the strength. And I'm watching this and I'm like, none of these performances are bad. Right? It's like they're all doing their jobs well, but just nothing is happening that I feel like I would ever want to watch again.
Yeah, and just to go off of that too, like even like the love story, I was like, at the end where she's like, oh, says whatever dumb ending of series thing that she says. I'm like, I don't care about these two because nothing was really ever set up for me to care about these two ever.
It's supposed to be a big deal that like, not only does Nick Fury have a secret wife, but that his secret wife is also a Skrull. It's supposed to be like a really, really big deal. And it just doesn't really end up mattering.
It's like no stakes there either. Like,
like it doesn't even seem like it's a secret. It's just a secret to us.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like a secret to, I think the Skrulls know. It seems like it's a secret to anyone who's not a Skrull.
Okay. I have a feeling, though, that anyone on that base that they went to at S.W.O.R.D. already knows, right?
Yeah, are they all Skrulls?
No, oh, no, that's a good question.
Space.
I don't know.
No, because I don't even think she ever went to the space base. I think she was always just chilling in the...
But she de-blacked before she went up.
That's true, yeah. She de-blacked.
I literally have nothing to say.
I don't know. Olivia Colman was great. And
we even talk about why did I forget her name?
Daenerys?
That's her face.
We're awful.
Amelia Clark.
What is Amelia Clark? Say?
Amelia Clark. But she came and did her job.
Yeah, she did her job. And now she's one of the most powerful people in the universe.
Does that matter though?
It doesn't seem like it.
I think it matters. I think it matters.
Is that like speculation you talking, or also, because the show told you that it mattered?
They didn't like destroy the Super Skrull machine, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Feels like that could be a lingering problem.
Or all the DNA.
It's just loose. Carol Danvers.
It's weird to work. Me that it's all in one vial. You just it's mix weird it all that
he,
together.
Yeah, it's weird. He just kept it all. He's like, yo, it's the superhero DNA goulash right here. It's just everything. It's all in together.
I just
so you going like at Fury, like we want to make a Spider-Man club. Well, I'm sorry, you got it's gonna be a Spider-Man Miss Marvel. I only want Spider-Man. Like, no. You got
them both. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all
no substitutions.
It's all one thing.
I mean, she even had powers that we've never seen. She had an ice arm. I was like, that nigga has not been introduced yet. Oh, maybe that's how they like try to get some mutants in here. Anyway.
I don't remember where all her powers came from. I don't think we're ever gonna see the character again.
Probably not. So probably not. Someone's gonna be like, well, where's Homegirl? But like the next bad thing happens.
This is a good question. I do feel like they've gotta be. I am not in my I believe that everything in the future is going to be good era with this whole universe.
Which is that's a moment, that's a read, that is a statement that I think we should pause to really appreciate you saying that.
And also, I don't think that they would be just throwing spaghetti at the wall without some amount of quote-unquote plan. Mm. So I don't think that anyone that's being introduced is purely going to be a background character if they're hyping them up like that. Like, sure, the Loki's
from the past. Does she feel hyped up to you? Does she feel hyped up?
They made her everyone. Like, she's...
And then they wrapped up by giving her a job with... Olivia Colman. Like, I can't remember her character. Sonya Fallsworth. Yeah.
I do think that she is gonna pop back up. I can't imagine how she doesn't. And I don't want to talk too much about future projects, but just given the trailer for the thing that just came out, like I would imagine that that storyline is not completely over. Whether that means that she returns in a subsequent television season of the same show.
Oh, or I don't think they're making any more of these joints. I don't think they're making any more TV joints.
I think it's over for a little bit. It's over. Anyway, final verdict.
Don't watch.
Awful.
Don't watch. Disappointing. I'm not really sure like who this show was supposed to be for. Don't watch.
I don't know if the MCU knew either. No one knew. Now we're all just sitting here confused.
Well, you know,
is it for us?
Can we talk about a meta thing that I think is happening right now? There was so much criticism about the fact that directors had so little control over their projects. And they have very openly talked about how much control the directors have had in recent years.
And they're like, and that's why it's shit.
but like, maybe actually.
Because Kevin Feige is in, you know, whipping his dick out.
The director of this has been all over the internet basically calling people stupid for not liking the show. And it's like, I don't know what to tell you, my friend.
I don't understand. So
and we're mad at the directors too. Let's not forget
can
that.
Can I just say that, like, I feel like a lot of, I've seen directors do this, seen a lot of comic book writers do this. I do not think it is a good look to, like, go and directly engage with individual fans.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no.
Some dumb shit they say on Twitter. Like, it feels so, and I say this as a longtime shit talker. But the one thing you will never see me do, you will never see me just at someone I think sucks. Because I'm not going to at them. Because I'm not trying, why am I going to try to instigate a conversation with, like, this guy who was forced to do press for the show because everyone else can't right now?
Right. Like, of you course know? He's going to say that the show is good. And of course he's going to think anyone who doesn't think it's good is a dumbass. Maybe, you know, don't say that. But, like, he don't have no meeting or training. He's a director.
Should have media training though.
Well, he should, probably, you know, whatever. It's like when rappers get mad at people online. Like,
well, it's like one of, like, okay. One of those things again where it's just like every performance in the show is good.
Yes.
And that does, like, I think that carries the show pretty far.
But not all the way.
It made it watchable.
It didn't make
it was certainly watchable.
Which is the bar. It was watchable.
I didn't at any point feel like I have to know what happens next and I can't wait another moment. Yeah. Like, it was fine. And then it was fucking awful. I really can't believe... I can't believe that you don't think it's a big deal that she has every power.
There's a lot of high-stakes stuff. Like, not Galactus. That fucking Celestial just shun out there. The same thing as whatever the fuck happened and whatever thing. It's like,
but that makes me nervous that they feel like they need to do that to compensate. Like, there's some rumor that the Fantastic Four thing is going to be about Galactus, which it probably will be. Whatever. Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. It's either Doom or Galactus. Like, it's you know, it seems pretty clear. Okay. She's not going to show up in Fantastic Four to, like, fight. Like, it worries me that they feel like they need to do this. Is it all for Kang? Like,
I think the idea of setting up different parts of your universe makes a lot of sense for, like, future storytelling possibilities. The part of it that doesn't make sense to me is that, like, is Emilia Clarke supposed to just wait for y'all to call her again when you want to use, like, that's why, like, it's weird to me that they're setting things up. Like, it's weird that, like, Shang-Chi hasn't popped up since his movie. Like, that's weird. Like, just throw him in something. I would have rather watched a Shang-Chi show than Secret Invasion.
I mean, that's
these six episodes of him just fighting people.
Like, yeah.
It's not going to cost y'all $100 million an episode. What? Like,
wait, there's no way that those episodes cost $100 million.
They were spending a lot of money. They spent a lot of money on this show.
Like, too much. I think someone did the math and was like, they basically, for as little viewers as the show got, it was like something about, like, they spent about $200 to $300 per person to watch it, which is abysmal.
So the show cost twice as much as Oppenheimer. And they spent $67 million more dollars on it than they did Barbie.
Yikes.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I'm watching that, and I'm just like, this looks like a Sci-Fi Channel show. What does it look like?
Was it because Samuel L. Jackson extorted them? Like, what? I know that that can't possibly be the situation considering ongoing strikes. So, like, where did it go? Is it all going to the EPs?
I don't know. And I don't know that we should speculate considering that a lot of those people are currently on strike. And, you know, power to the workers. Yo, workers, get whatever you can from the machine while the machine still exists, because it won't one day. Or the machine will replace you with... y'all ever seen the Congress?
What?
Look up the movie The Congress and watch it, because I swear it's like a documentary.
Movie.
Yes. Okay. No, because, like, you know, they have the actors talking about how, like, they were on a Disney set and they just got zibbity doodah scanned and they're going to be a digital zombie.
Yeah.
In the background of a project forever now.
Back from since WandaVision. Great. Now we can talk about stuff that we could talk about. Yeah. Apparently, so the background actors on that show were like, yeah. So, like, Disney just, like, scanned our faces or whatever. And can just, like, use our likeness in whatever future projects they want. Like, that's awful.
That's wild. That's
especially wild since most actors, a majority of actors in that union, don't have health insurance because they don't make enough money to get the health insurance. It's fucked up.
Very fucked up thing. You get to own my likeness forever based on, like, maybe a day's pay. Like, that's...
That's wild.
And it's craziness.
It's just, it's wild. It's like that, the strike happening also with coinciding with just this larger conversation of just the quality of everything just being shit. It's like, maybe if you pay people to work on the things, maybe the people will make better things, you know? It's like, because they can afford to feed their families.
I just long for the people to rise up. That's all I have left.
Yes, I just want to remind everyone that, you know, anyone can strike. Anyone can form a union. Unionize your workplace.
And if you reach out to, like, a bigger union for help and they tell you that, like, your place is too small or they can't help you, you tell them Jay said fuck off. Tell them I said that. All right? Because especially, I'm going to tell you, because I know a lot of y'all are going to be looking at what's going around right now and try to start... Maybe hopefully unionizing your workplaces, talking to your workplaces like that. And a lot of y'all are going to reach out to unions. And I want to let you know, I want to warn you about this. A lot of unions y'all reach out to are not going to help you because an election is right around the corner. And that's the one thing that unions don't like to do right around election season is get into, like, protracted battles like that. So I'm sorry to the workers. Y'all about to get dragged into, like, another graveyard by a Democratic Party. But that is neither here nor there. That's just... You know, that's the reality that we live in right now.
Isn't it?
You're like the Skrulls, rise up, inside of war, take this planet, let's go.
Well, now we can talk about something good.
Many, 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 many months later. To be clear.
But through the magic of editing, you get to hear them back to back, which I think is a feat.
Definitely.
Shout out. I should know off the top of my head who created the phonograph. But here we are. Really living up to
that's embarrassing. Vision.
It is. I'm ashamed.
I will start this thought dump about Loki by saying that the person that you just heard, I happen to know from his tweets that he did not like Loki.
Really?
So,
I mean, we'll get into it. It wasn't by any means perfect. But I did enjoy it.
Yeah. Here's the elephant in the room. It was not yet confirmed about what the fuck was going on with Jonathan Majors when we watched this.
Right. And that nigga.
There is a lot to say about that. I think the first thing to say is if you are an up-and-coming, rising star.
Civil rights activist.
I don't think conducting yourself in such a way that a bunch of people are like waiting in the wings to talk shit about you is a good idea.
No. Because like the court case set aside, a bunch of people who are on sets with him are like, yeah, this man is a piece of shit. Get away from me. So
regardless of the individual situation, the picture that's being painted is not great.
Good. Not good.
And then those text messages and then that audio. If you're going to date interracially, leave civil rights icons out of it, I think, personally.
Fair.
Oh God. Y'all that do that, like Jeremy O'Harris can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. Like truly, genuinely, fuck yourself and go to hell. Like, don't invoke Martin Luther King to do foolishness. Just don't invoke Coretta Scott King to uphold nonsense. I don't think we have to deify Black leaders. Like, I think that's, you know, part of the culture of celebrity.
No, but also their children shouldn't have to go on the internet and be like, what are you doing? It's like, I think we've reached a bridge. It's a bridge too far.
Oh, my goodness. So, just getting that out of the way, I'm not surprised that they are now stepping away from Kang. All this stuff has come out about Avengers 5. I just want to say, in general, if I separate what I know about him from his performance, you know, it sucks because he was a great Kang. Or at least his performance was great. And I was looking forward to seeing more of it. But that will not happen. And I understand that. And I'm okay with them moving in a different direction. Because I actually think that the ending of Loki gave them an out. Mm-hmm. Even if they didn't mean for it to.
Yeah.
This is an easy way to explain why we don't have to worry about Kang, actually.
Right.
And I think the only loose end would really be Ant-Man's final line in the most recent Ant-Man debacle, where he was like, oh, I don't have to worry about that, do I? And then he's like, ah, no. And then he keeps walking, right? And yeah. I think we're supposed to assume.
You're like, oh, something shit's going to happen. Let's take a step back. Because we've jumped to the end of Loki already.
Fair, true.
5 minutes in. Let's start at the beginning. The plot, basically, Loki's like, we got to fix the TVA. We spend, I think, one too many episodes trying to convince Sylvie that the TVA needs to get fixed as motherfuckers time slipping.
Mm.
Then they finally get Sylvie. They get Victor Timely. They get X-15, Ms. Minutes is weird. She's a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Then they fix it. That's basically it.
Sure.
Yeah, they fix it.
I mean, that certainly makes it sound really terrible.
No, it does make it sound terrible, but it wasn't a very complicated plot.
No, there was no brilliance in the plot, no. I think. I really appreciated the continual evolution of Loki as a character.
Yes.
Which culminated in an actual legitimate sacrifice that he makes, not just for his own people, but really for the entire
multiverse.
Yeah, the multiverse.
Which we love.
So now Loki is basically the Yggdrasil tree. He's like the time tree. and he's just, you know, holding all this shit together. So
now does he have to sit there forever? Like,
yeah, that's why it's sacrifice. It wouldn't be a sacrifice if it was not forever.
Do you eat? Do you sleep?
No, he's a god. That's fine.
Oh, they don't
think about that. Trees eat, but like, you know, you don't think about it.
Is he watered by time?
Sure.
By time?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Okay.
You know. Yeah, don't think about it too hard.
All right, I won't. I'm letting it go.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, there is a god that showed up and the entire world saw it and it's never been mentioned again. So I really feel like we have larger fish to fry in terms of the things that don't really make sense.
That's fair.
Sure. Category. Overall, I feel like you should probably watch Loki if you are invested in the ongoing saga that is the MCU, because yeah. I do believe that it will be how they explain away Kang kind of disappearing as opposed to being culminating huge, in something.
Yeah. Which is fine, which is great. I don't mind TV shows being where all the crucial information is. I'm sure we're going to get some simplified breakdown of all this in Deadpool.
Uh-huh. Probably.
And then maybe in a Marvel movie that people, you know, but the MCU people will, you know, really care about. But
just so you're clear, because not everyone might be on top of things, spoiler for the trailer that came out for Deadpool.
Go watch that.
And Wolverine. You should go watch it, but the TVA is in it. However, none of the people that you recognize
from the TVA it's all
are in it.
Brand new.
They didn't want to have to pay Owen Wilson for this movie.
Which is fine.
Yeah, I think that is fine.
The TVA is a large institution.
Yeah, they've got a lot going on. There's a lot of time streams. Did Renslayer die?
They really didn't. I don't think they really did.
Oh, no, she got banished to the thing.
Yeah.
And it was implied that the smoke monster, whose name I forget. Okay, whatever. But if young Loki is going to be part of the Young Avengers, then, we're going to go back there at some point anyway. But you're right, we don't know that. Well, I mean, that was Loki. If you really love Loki as a character, then fine.
I think you really enjoy it.
I know that there are some people that are expanding the boycott of Captain America because of Sabra to the MCU as a whole. Mm-hmm. I personally am not doing that just because at that point, just boycott Disney. I think the point of BDS is to target very specific things.
Right.
So if this specific film fails, I think it sends a much clearer message. Also, probably won't need that much help because, things have not been going very well for the MCU lately. Mm-hmm. I do think that Deadpool versus Wolverine or whatever it's called will probably turn that around.
Right. Yeah, no, it's very funny for this to be bookended, to start this off with Secret Invasion, which was ass.
Terrible.
God. Which was not ass. I didn't really like it. It was okay, though. I just feel like it's really the performances that really kept this afloat.
Yes, that's exactly... You're exactly right to say that.
Everyone did a great job.
I think they all were doing really well with the material. I don't even think it was super bad material in terms of, writing. The stuff with... What's-his-face? Owen Wilson's character. when he was, thinking about what he wanted to do with his life.
And, real.
I thought that was actually pretty interesting. I loved when Victor Timely went out and just immediately got obliterated toward the end. I was not thinking that was going to happen. And that was a great subversion of expectations.
I got to say that the science fiction horror-esque elements, I think, were really well done.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it was solid. I don't think it was exceptional. I don't think it was as good as the first season, which I think Jay also didn't like. But
just didn't like Loki.
What can you do?
Not everything is for everyone.
I think Jay would just a pretty dedicated hater. And so it's, something really has to be exceptional for him to say that it was mid.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And we need people to keep us to keep us honest.
We need critics. While we're here, never mind.
Oh.
No, we made a plan and I almost subverted the plan.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because we still have more Marvel things to talk about.
Yeah, we will finish Echo, definitely. That is a thing that we're gonna do.
Jordan is slogging through. He's let's pop it, let's go. And he's
which is wild because the first episode was actually pretty good.
I thought it was excellent. And then apparently everyone's like, it goes downhill from there.
Yeah.
Straight nosedive, which is really unfortunate because it was a banger of a first episode.
Yeah.
But that's all we can say about it.
That and then now that the Marvels is available digitally, we saw that.
That's right.
And we have at least two thoughts.
Yeah, just
about
two.
It.
It's not many.
No.
They didn't give us much to.
There wasn't much to think about. In fairness to us.
Oh, well. You know.
She's an Oscar winner.
I couldn't tell from that.
Well, wait. We have to wait. We'll get into it. Yeah. Well, I feel like I don't have anything else to say about
really
Loki.
I was like going through the episode descriptions again, and I was like, yeah, that.
Mm-hmm.
This happened and this it happened.
The music was amazing again.
Oh, absolutely.
Phenomenal.
Miss Holt, she put her foot in.
Yeah.
The whole compose ussy into it. I am. You know, it's kind of a bummer.
Mediocrity is so common now. Though,
yeah, I feel like this is the first spoiler cast. It's like two things where we're both like one was really not good, and the other one was like, you know, it's
a no. We talked about Ant-Man. We were in, and that was not
positive. Oh well, that
that was not positive.
Oh well, I mean, I guess this is the state of things.
Yeah. Oh, we watched What If too. There were a few good episodes.
There were.
We'll tie it in with Echo because I actually think there will be a tie-in with Echo.
That makes sense.
I think that there will be.
Okay.
But I could be extrapolating.
That's fair.
Who knows? Well, we'll talk about it soon. And the next time you hear from us, we'll actually talk about video games.
That's right.
Because we did, you know, record stuff about video games. And some more video game stuff has happened. Stuff that I personally am very interested in as a person that primarily uses an Xbox.
That's right.
Between Power World and Helldivers, I feel like there's been plenty to.
I don't care about Power World. I just feel like it's giving white people an excuse to talk about slavery again.
Listen,
and I don't.
There is a critique there,
I don't
and we
like
should
that.
Talk about it, and we will talk about.
We will talk about that at some other point in the future.
It's very funny to hear all the white people talk about slavery in a very joking manner. Suddenly, they really had those jokes ready to go. It seems like
almost.
Almost like they perhaps are preparing for something or waiting for something. They might know something that we don't know. Project 2024, for instance.
Everything's great.
Anyway, that was a show. That was a spoiler cast. And we did release something relatively close to when we were supposed to. So that's exciting.
Oh, us.
And we're going to continue to do that.
That's right.
Next time, probably again, some old stuff and... Some new stuff.
We'll splice it together. We'll be back real soon with a full episode. Video games. I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
It's gonna be jam-packed.
And we'll see you then. Deuces.
Bye.
And I like the actor who played Graphic. Specifically, I don't know his name, but like he's a good actor.
Kingsley Benadire. He was good.
I don't know about him. He's playing Bob Marley, which I'm like,
I'm not gonna.
Why is he all over the place all of a sudden? Because I feel like I didn't know who he was a year ago, and now he's been in like six things. He's got a great agent.
He does. I think Bob Marley is still like a crazy choice for him.